On today's agenda, greetings to the seven churches, a vision of the Son of Man, the message to the Ephesians, the message to Smyrna, Jesus' message to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. The heavenly worship, the unopened book, the Lamb and the seals, the 144,000 sealed, and the white-robed multitude. Revelation 1:1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show to us, his servants, the things which must shortly come to pass. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. John bore record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Wow. Blessed is he that reads, and blessed are they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia Minor. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. He is the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins with his own blood, has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and also they which pierced him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, so be it. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is and was and is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in trouble and tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the Isle of Patmos for the word of God. In other words, he had been arrested and put there as punishment. He was also there for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and as I turned around, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet likened to fine brass as they get when they are burned in a furnace. His voice was as the sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, and he said, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. Behold, I am alive now for evermore, and I have the keys of the grave and of death. Write the things which you have seen and the things which are about to be shown you. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write these things. These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works, and I know your labor, your patience, and how you cannot stand those which are evil. And you have tried them, which say they are apostles, and are faked, and found them liars. You have borne and been patient for my name's sake. You've labored and have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent. Do the works you did at first, or else I will come unto you quickly and remove your candlestick, that is, your church, out of his place, except you repent. But this you do have in your favor, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write this. These things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know your works and your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those that say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And you shall have trouble for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt at all by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write this. These things said he which has the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works and where you live, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold fast to my name and have not denied my faith, even in the days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelled. But I have a few things against you, because you have there with you them that hold of the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So you have also with you them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a brand new name written on it, which no man knows, saving he that receives it. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things said the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works, and your charity, and your service, and your faith, and your patience, and all your works. And the last is more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because you suffer that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, but she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But I say unto you, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not received this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put on you no other burden, but that which you already have, hold fast till I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as potter's vessels are broken in pieces, even as I have received of my Father. And I will give unto him the morning star. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things said he which has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that lives but are dead. Be watchful, therefore, strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If you shall not watch, I will come unto you as a thief, and you shall not know the hour I come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, which are not defiled, and have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write these things. These things said he that is holy, and he that is true, he that has the key of David. He that opens, and no man shuts, and shuts, and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, for you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the entire world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, and hold fast that which you have, so that no man takes your crown. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church in Laodicea write, These things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were either cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing, and you don't know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel you, therefore, to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, Anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him, and he will sup with me. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. The first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me. And he said, Come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about his throne, and the sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne there were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, each clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning there before the throne, which were and are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like unto a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes inside. And they rest not day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, he who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne. These worshipped him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereupon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I looked, and lo, I saw in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts and in the midst of the elders 1 lamb as if it had been slain. He stood having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, and sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors or fragrances, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and has redeemed us unto God by your blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the sound of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are within the sea, and all them that are therein, heard, saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be given unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lives forever and ever. And I saw, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the voice or the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts said, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, there was a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat on the throne to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And it was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see that you hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast. And he said, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat upon him was Death, and the grave followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of the lives of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for a little while longer, until their fellow servants also and their brothers should be killed as they were. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, as it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And after these things I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds on the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah, there were 12,000. Of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, there were 12,000. And Asher, there were 12,000 sealed. And of the tribe of Naphtali, and of the tribe of Manasseh, there were 12,000. And also of the tribe of Simeon were 12,000 sealed, and Levi. And of the tribe of Issachar, and of Zebulun, there were 12,000. And of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no man could number. They were comprised of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. They stood before the throne, before the Lamb of God. And they were clothed with white robes and palm tree limbs in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation unto our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts. And they fell down before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, Who are these which are arrayed in white robes? And where have they come from? And I said, Sir, you know. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him night and day in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall no more hunger, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light upon them or cause them to be hot, nor any heat, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The seventh seal of Revelation, chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came, and then he stood at the altar, having a golden censer. There was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And a third part of the sea became blood, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. and a third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made poisonous. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And behold, I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and it was given unto him the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And in those days men shall seek death, and shall not find it. They shall desire to die, but death shall flee from them. The shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it was, crowns of gold. And their faces were the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. They had breastplates, and as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of many horses running into battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and their stings were in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue his name is Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two more after. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the altar, which is before God, saying, "The sixth angel who had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates." And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. And I heard the number of them. I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, of jacinth, of brimstone. And the heads of the horses, on them were the heads of lions. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three, the third part of men was killed, by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power was in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and they had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues still repented not of their works, the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and the idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their fornication, nor their thefts. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, as it were, the sun. And his feet were as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book. And he set his right foot on the sea, and his left on the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore to him that lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and everything in them, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished or accomplished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. So I went unto the angel, and I said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make your belly bitter, but in your mouth it shall be as sweet as honey. So I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. But as soon as I had eaten it, my belly got bitter. And he said unto me, You must prophesy again to many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. And there was given unto me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is outside the temple, do not measure it, leave it out. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city they shall tread underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire will proceed out of their mouth, and it devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have the power to shut up heaven so that it does not rain during the days of their prophecy, and power over waters to turn them into blood, and to smite the earth with all manner of plagues as often as they want. And they shall have finished their testimony. When they have done this, the beast ascends out of the bottomless pit, and he will make war against them and overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord also was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and shall not suffer their bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and even send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven, saying, Come up here. And the two witnesses ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. And the same hour there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000 people, and the remnant, the remainder, were afraid, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is now past. Behold, the third woe comes quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which are and were and are to come, because you have taken to yourself great power and have reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should give reward unto your servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of the testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them into the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe be to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is now come unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time, away from the face of the serpent. The serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, those which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Upon his horns were 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and his great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? And there were given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names were not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man has an ear, let him hear. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. He exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he does great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying unto them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword, yet did live. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast would speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, that no man should buy or sell, except he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sang a new song, as it were, before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which have not defiled themselves with women. They are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark on their forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from here on. Yes, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat upon the cloud, Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time is come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had the power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, Thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, that is, outside of Jerusalem, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by the space of about 1,600 furlongs. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. He stood on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, you King of saints. Who shall fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you only are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke, smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them that worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood, as the blood of a dead man, and every living thing died that lived in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, You are righteous, O Lord, which are and were and shall be in the future, because you have judged thus. For they have shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for they are worthy of this. I heard another voice out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." Then the fourth angel poured his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God which had the power over these plagues. And yet they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and the kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, yet repented they not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and unto the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven and from the throne, saying, "It is done!" And there were great voices and thunders and lightnings and a great earthquake, such as was not since men were on the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And that great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, and every stone weighed about a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. The judgment of the great harlot. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying, "Come here, and I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication." So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, "Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. And when I saw her, I wondered with great wonderment. And the angel said unto me, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the 10 horns. The beast that you saw, which was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell upon the earth shall wander, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, on which the woman sits. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. and when he comes, he must continue only a short while. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goes into perdition. And the ten horns which you saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, The waters which you saw, where the great whore sits, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God are fulfilled. The woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, Babylon. After these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened by his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her, even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double, according to her works, in the cup which she has filled, fill to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give to her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and I shall see no sorrow. Therefore her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. Strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in only 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys her merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all precious wood and all manner vessels of ivory, all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and of cinnamon and odors, that is, fragrances and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil, and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and lives of men, and the fruits that your soul or your life lusted after have departed from you, and all things which were dainty and goodly have departed from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, they shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city which clothed the people in fine linen and scarlet and purple and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to nothing. and every shipmaster, and all that company in ships, sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off, and they cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust upon their head. And they cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein we were all made rich, and all that had ships by the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, you heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall no more be heard in you at all. And no craftsman, of whatsoever craft he shall be found no more in you. And the sound of the millstone shall not be heard in you at all any more. And the light of a candle shall not shine any more at all in you. And the voices of bridegroom and bride shall no more be heard at all in you. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And as I heard it, I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of many thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said, See that you don't do this. I am your fellow servant, and of your own brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness does he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come, gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. So the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeds out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold upon the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations any more until the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loose for a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls, the lives, of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, who loved not their own lives unto death, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but instead they shall be kings and priests. They shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which were in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up upon the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints round about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet were cast, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, both small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be their God, and be with them. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any pain anymore, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these things are true and faithful. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came one unto me, one of the angels, one of the seven, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and he talked with me, saying, Come here, and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The city had a great wall, and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. The city lies 4 square, the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, and the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city were all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was of jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth a sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, and the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were made of 12 pearls. Every gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was made of pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did light it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor to it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall be no thing that enters into it that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bore 12 manner of fruits. And it yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be written in their foreheads. And there shall no more night be there, and they shall have no need of a candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These things are faithful and true. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel which showed me these things. And he said unto me, See that you do not do it, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he said unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his works. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates of the city. For outside are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and makes a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come! And let him that hears say, Come! And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add to these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies these things said, Surely I come quickly. So be it. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that, my friends, is the end of the book of Revelation. We have a marvelous future thanks to Jesus.